This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Several Butte residents asked the Butte Silver Bow Commissioners last week to follow Missoula's lead by adopting the LGBTQ Pride flag as an official city flag. Heidi Doxey, president-elect of the Butte Pride Foundation, told commissioners, "The appreciation of diversity is one of Butte Silver Bow's greatest strengths, and this is a community characterized by inclusion and resilience. The Pride flag symbolizes the same values that have been adopted in Butte Silver Bow's DEI statement, diversity, community, resilience, and pride in this community," she said. The Missoula City Council adopted the Pride flag on June 2nd in response to a bill that Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte recently signed, restricting certain flags from being flown on government property. The Missoula City Council adopted the Pride flag as a city flag due to the new law allowing official flags of municipalities to be raised. Other conservative red states have passed similar laws restricting which flags can be flown at government and public buildings. In response, the cities of Salt Lake City, Utah, and Boise, Idaho, adopted similar measures last month to declare the Pride flag an official flag of the cities in response to state laws banning traditional rainbow pride flags at schools and government buildings. J.P. Gallagher, Butte Silver Bow's chief executive, said in late May that the new law prohibited the county from raising the LGBTQ flag at the courthouse in June, as it has done for more than a decade in recognition of Pride Month. But as he has done in recent years, he did sign a proclamation at the start of June declaring June LGBTQ Month in Butte Silver Bow. Gallagher said that he expects backers of a Pride flag to submit a formal request to commissioners. Missoula's adoption of the Pride flag drew criticism from Gianforte and Republican State Representative Braxton Mitchell of Columbia Falls, who sponsored the recent flag restriction bill. Montana hosts two national parks, including the first national park in the country and the world, Yellowstone National Park. In northwest Montana, Glacier National Park is partner to Waterton Lakes National Park farther north in Canada. But do you know the most visited national park? It's the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee and North Carolina, which hosted 12.2 million visitors last year. The next most visited national park, Zion in Utah, hosted just under 5 million. In contrast, the least visited U.S. national park is Gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve in northern Alaska. The least visited because Gates of the Arctic National Park does not have any roads or trails. Most people arrive by air taxi. The park received fewer than 12,000 visitors last year. Glacier National Park's Going to the Sun Road opened Monday, although the popular Highline Trail remains closed due to hazardous snow conditions. Some other trails will also remain closed. Glacier National Park this year will continue to require reservations for vehicles to enter beginning Friday. A new policy will also place a 2-hour window of time to use those entry permits. Going to the Sun Road typically reopens each year in June once snowplow crews finish removing snow from its high elevation stretches. The Going to the Sun Highway connects the main western entrance to the park at West Glacier to the St. Mary entrance on the east side. The road closes once snow begins piling up later in the season, typically mid-September. Along with staggered entries for vehicles, bicycle restrictions go into place for certain times of day west of Logan Pass. From 3 to 6 p.m., all bicycles are prohibited between Apgar and Logan Pass. From noon to 3, only downhill bikers are allowed, so they'll need to get started uphill in the morning and be off the road by 3 p.m. The roadway is narrow and cannot safely accommodate vehicles and bikes at peak times of travel. While some vehicle entry permits can be reserved in advance, the National Park Service also makes some available each night at 7 p.m. for the following day. Those can be purchased by visiting recreation.gov. Typically, the permits sell out within minutes, if not faster. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.